A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, "Get up and head south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route." So he got up and set out. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of that of Candace, that is the queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury, who had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit said to Philip, "Go up and join up with that chariot." Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I unless someone instructs me?" So he invited Philip to get in and sit with him. This was the scripture passage that he was reading. Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who will tell of his posterity? For his life is taken from the earth. Then the eunuch said to Philip in reply, "I beg you, about whom is the prophet saying this? About himself or about someone else?" And Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture passage, he proclaimed Jesus to him. And as they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, there's some water. What is to prevent me from being baptized?" And he ordered the chariot to stop. And Philip and the eunuch both went down into the water, and he baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, but continued on his way rejoicing. Philip came to Azotus and went about proclaiming the good news to all the towns until he reached Caesarea. The word of the Lord. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Bless our God, you peoples, loudly sound his praise. He has given life to our souls. He has not let our feet slip. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Hear now, all you who fear God, while I declare what he has done for me. When I appeal to him in words, praise him on the tip of my tongue. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Blessed be God who refused me not my prayer or his kindness. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one has come to me unless the Father has drawn me, who sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone who has seen the Father, except the one who is from God, he has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that the one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. And today we continue in the Acts of the Apostles and continue, of course, in the sixth chapter of John. But today I want us to focus on the Acts, in the first line of Acts, where it says, "The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, 'Get up and head down south of the road and go down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route.' So he got up and set out." And so here's Philip, but what he's doing, of course, is wanting to proclaim the gospel of God. And so when you're caught up in the spiritual reality of this is what my life is about, the spiritual realities, bringing people to Jesus, then you can hear the angel of God speak to you. Huh? It's just a reality. Again, as I was talking about the man who carried the cross across the whole world. And God would speak to him through angels constantly because he was about doing God's work. We sit there and get crazy. I don't hear any angels. I don't hear God. I don't hear that because we're so caught up into the world. We're so caught up into our littleness that our life is not about bringing people to other Jesus, my day in and day out life. And so what got to happen? This got to be what we are about. Go and make disciples of all nations. That there got to be something in us that this coming to daily mass or watching daily mass is much more than just making it to heaven one day. Oh, I do that so I can go to heaven. That's very nice, but it's something about me. Our duty got to be to bring other people to Jesus. We got to be about spiritual realities. And then we will hear spiritual realities. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.